And now this is a dictation for Michael Kanine, K-A-N-I-N-E, February 1565, addressed as a letter to Dr. Kabir, K-H-A-B-I-R. Dear Dr. Kabir, a follow-up for Mr. Kanine. Obstructive uropathy, progressive renal failure, worsening creatinine. Dr. Kirby, K-I-R-B-Y, placed back a folic catheter, is causing significant spasm, bleeding, and discomfort. No fever, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, bleeding. He is very disappointed about being relatively young and restricted with these bladder prostate problems. Follow up with urology again tomorrow and yourself. Other review system is negative. Present medications, the Proscar, as well as the T-Lodosin, S-I-L-O-D-O-S-I-N, on thyroid replacement. Today, blood pressure 130 over 92. This is on the left side, the large calf. No respiratory distress. Alert oriented sign 3, normal speech, respiratory cardiovascular normal, no major discomfort of abdomen or flank area, no gross edema, neurological problems. Next paragraph, creatinine progressively risen, a week ago up to 2.8 before a new catheter, October 21st place, electrolyte, acid base within normal limits, calcium, albumin, phosphorus normal, elevated uric acid 8.9, present GFR 23, anemia 10.7, normal white blood cell platelets. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Obstructed uropathy, acute and chronic renal failure, indwelling folic catheter replaced, complications of bladder spasm hematuria, which is gross, blood pressure also diastolic high, presently no treatment. He is under a lot of pain and distress. Monitor chemistry weekly. We'll see what else urology can offer. Continue to follow with you.